Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 2nd regarding Julianne, J-U-L-I-A-N-N-E, McKenna, M-C, capital K-E-N-N-A. Julianne McKenna is a 55-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-22-20 period. She was assisting a patient who was unsteady. The patient fell and Ms. McKenna attempted to support her at the ankles. Period. They both fell and Ms. McKenna injured her lower back and left ankle. Period. She did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the treatment record supplied, Ms. McKenna was seen at Concentra on 7-21-20. Period. She complained of right hip pain, which had not improved. Period. Her left ankle had improved somewhat. Period. This apparently was a follow-up visit. Period. She denied any back pain, but thinks her hip pain is nerve-related. Period. She was taking ibuprofen 1 to 3 times per day, but was not applying heat to the hip. Period. They listed diagnoses of left ankle sprain and strain of the right hip, as well as a fall on the same level. Period. Medication adjustments were made and she was referred for physical therapy. Period. This was rendered concurrent with her follow-up at Concentra through through 9-1-20. Period. At that visit she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He noted lumbar MRI done on 8-18-20. Found grade 1 spondylolisthesis of L5 on S1. Period. There's an associated spondylolysis. Period. There were degenerative changes at this level. Period. She had foraminal stenosis at L5-S1 and mild degenerative changes at L3-4. Period. He commented she had mild radicular symptoms into the right side and some signs of facet pain. Period. He placed her on Neurontin since she was unable to take oral anti-inflammatories. Period. He also referred her for pain management evaluation. Period. New paragraph. This took place on 10-1-20 by Dr. Fitzhenry, F-I-T-Z-H-E-N-N. I'm sorry, H-E-N-R-Y. Period. He noted a history of prior left meniscectomy, amongst other surgeries. Period. After his evaluation, Dr. Fitzhenry diagnosed lumbar pain with spondylolisthesis, L5-S1, along with lumbar radiculopathy. Period. The plan was to pursue selective nerve root blocks under fluoroscopy. Period. She followed up with him on 3-26-21. After undergoing right L5 and S1, as well as two-level selective nerve root blocks under fluoroscopy on 3-15-21, period, she related 75% relief from her discomfort. Period. Her current pain level was only 2/10. Period. The plan is for repeat selective nerve root blocks. Period. New paragraph. Ms. McKenna returned to Dr. Lipschultz on 10-6-20. Period. She was concerned about the distance from her home to the pain management office. Period. He was known to make arrangements in that regard. Appeared his last visit was on 2/16/21. With no permanent numbness or weakness of the legs. Period. She related last week her back pain flared but did not recall any new injury. Period. She did not report any symptoms involving the left ankle. Period. The previous Thursday, she was seen at Taylor Hospital for the flare of her back pain. But upon exam, she was able to forward flex and touch her toes and was comfortable in that position. Period. Any extension was met with significant pain. Period. Sciatic root stretch signs were negative and she had no focal neurologic deficit. Period. He gave her Tramadol and Motrin and was going to see her back in the office in 1 month. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed mild swelling of the left lateral malleolus, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral normal. As far as gait maneuvers, she was able to walk on everted ankles, but not on inverted. Period. She could navigate a figure of eight pattern and bounce up and down on her feet. Period. She was able to stand independently on the left foot, but could not hop on it. Period. Impressions on 6/22/20. Julian McKenna fell while at work trying to take care of a patient. Period. She was seen at Concentra, where she had x-rays revealing soft tissue swelling laterally. Period. She followed up with them and had x-rays of the right hip that were normal. Period. She remained symptomatic and underwent a lumbar MRI as noted by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. She submitted to a two-level selective nerve root block by Dr. Fitzhenry on 3/15/21. Period. She had significant relief from this afterwards. Period. Insert the usual in the paragraph. The current exam found the examinee was able to walk with a physiologic gait. Period. There was no limp, and she did not use any handheld assisted devices for ambulation. Period. She was able to tolerate provocative maneuvers at the left ankle, where there was mild tenderness at about the left lateral malleolus. Period. She was also able to conduct most provocative gait maneuvers. Period. Both sitting and supine straight leg raising maneuvers were negative. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left foot / ankle and lower back. Period. On this occasion, Ms. McKenna sustained mild soft tissue injuries. Period. She is not utilizing any pain or anti-inflammatory medication. Period. She does assert that she went to multiple doctors after being told there was, quote, nothing wrong, period, end quote. In total, she saw six doctors on her own. Period. This is illustrative of abnormal illness behavior. Period. End.